Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 6 May 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And boy, I do mean that. We got a brand new guest on tonight. We're going to talk to a gentleman named R.C. Williams. Now, we're going to discuss who he is and tell you about him just a few minutes. Before we do that, though, couple announcements. Well, a prayer request first. One of our listeners down in Mississippi, Benny Poole was his name. Benny had a stroke. He's asking for a prayer that God will help him get over this stroke. And you know, our friend Daryl in PA had the same problem. And Daryl's fighting that stroke a lot. And Benny now needs prayer for the same thing. So if you don't mind, please do keep Benny and Daryl both in your prayers. That God may heal them and give them strength to continue on. And let's just not forget that. Prayer requests, folks, when they call in and ask for prayer, they sincerely trust us to pray for them. Let's not let them down, okay? And next week, I'll be gone. You won't miss me. I'll have guest hosts on. You won't miss me at all. I won't be here in the office next Thursday, but Chris will be. Now, this week, I'll be here all week. We'll all be in the office on Thursday. But the following week, I'm going to take a few days off, go to my grandson's graduation in Colorado. So hope you always excuse me for that. Why go do that? But like I said, I have a guest host coming on that y'all are going to enjoy the guest host. You won't even miss me a little bit. But the following week, Crystal will be in the office all day. I won't be here on the next Thursday. But this Thursday, everybody should be here full time on Thursday to get caught up on orders and take orders, whatever you wants to do. That's what we're going to try to do. And I'm not going to mention any more. The space will be offering on American Prophecy, but they're still available, along with the Confederate Gettysburg Address. You should read it to understand it. Now, and by the way, all the regular products are still here. The Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, the Strauss products, all that's here if you want them. All you have to do is call Lisa at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And tell her what you want. She'll get the information to us on Thursday morning. We'll get them shipped up to you Thursday. How's that? Now, our guest, like I said, is R.C. Williams. I speak to him a little while today. Really thrilled to talk to him. Strong believer. I mean, he is one that knows who our Savior is, knows who God is, but he also sees this nation in peril for a lot of reasons. And R.C., are you there?
I am here, Pastor Butch. It's such a blessing to be on with you. Thank you for all you're doing and the fact that you're working to help people get healthy, amongst other things, and to be aware is a blessing to be with you. Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thanks for being with us. I do appreciate that. And I want to tell the folks a little bit about who R.C. Williams is. What do you do? Where'd you come from? And how'd you get involved in this?
Yeah, so the journey is an interesting one with many believers. I'll first say that my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, does the work through me with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and that's truly a blessing. So I am based in Central Florida. My wife and I own a market research business named Sherlock. So when we met years back, we were both doing competitive intelligence consulting. So when we formed the company, we said, all right, the things that we do well are we discover the things where people will call us and say, tell me what I don't know about this situation and help me to connect the dots. So there Sherlock was born. We actually built a market research technology platform called Parable that allows us to get through millions of data points and really distill it down to the things you need to know. And generally, we'll try to answer a couple of key questions. What does this mean? Why should I care? And what should I do? Now, that's a guiding premise for life, and a lot of that is biblical, which is why the platform's name is Parable. So we've had success with the business, and then what came from that was our first news publication called Rip from the Headlines. So what the Lord put on us first was that Monday through Friday, we needed to take the top three news stories of the day, distill them down for people to help them understand what's going on, whether or not they're being conned, and what to actually look for. So, Pastor Butch, as you can imagine, as all things go, the Lord says, hey, yeah, you're having fun doing what you're doing, but now I need you to move to do what I need you to do. And that's when our second newsletter was born. We Are the Watchman Weekly publishes every Saturday. And what the Lord put on us is that we needed to equip the church to engage the culture by connecting the dots between current events and Scripture. And I'll provide a quick description of what I mean.
Wow. You know, yeah. I got to interrupt you there. For 25 years, we do a Bible study, and it's all over the Internet, on Rumble and other places. But we call Christian Worldview News current events and prophecy as they happen. Wow.
Pastor,
good for you.
Yeah, it's so important, and we cover heavy topics. I mean, 2 weeks ago, we covered this new surgery they're doing. People are familiar with the transagenda. You have men who think they're women and vice versa, masquerading around, and Satan is full at work. Well, now what they're doing is they're just cutting everything off, and they call it smoothie surgery for Barbies because Barbies don't have any parts. And so people are doing this now. And the Lord called us to uncover this and to help people understand scripturally why this is happening. And Pastor Butch, I'm sure that you and many who listen to you have been through this. The key to victory that the Lord has given us with all of this bad news is that we have a situation where we're able to reach people with the things that they're seeing and hearing every day. And whether or not they're saved, if they're seeking, they have this dis-ease, and they can't figure out why. That is their spirit screaming, there's something wrong, you need to be aware. It is the best opportunity for us to reach them with the word. And what often happens is we'll explain a situation to someone, and we'll use scripture without saying that it's scripture at first, and they'll say, where did you get that from? And we'll say, it's in the Bible. Now, you would imagine maybe at this point that people would run away. Actually, the opposite is happening, Pastor. What's happening is that people are saying, why was I never taught that in church? Where is that in the Bible? And where can I get more of that? That is the power of doing the Lord's work and letting him work through you. And an interesting aside, Pastor, yeah, and we can continue. When I met my wife, I grew up in San Francisco, okay, before I moved to Central Florida and everything, and I've lived all over the country. I have a radio background. I got so turned off by the church. I was raised Baptist. I converted to Buddhism. I was a Buddhist for 25 years, okay? I met my wife, and we were running an entrepreneur event here. A friend of ours came one day and said, hey, you guys want to go to church? Said, sure. We went that Sunday. I kid you not, Pastor, that following Monday, I opened the Bible, I threw everything else away, and I've been on a mission ever since. The lesson here is that we're going to meet people in all types of different places, and you don't know if what you say or do next is going to be the thing where the Lord taps them on the shoulder and says, it's time now, which is why all of this, your show, the work we're doing, the work other warriors for the Lord are doing is so important.
Amen. So you were actually a Buddhist for 25 years.
Yes, sir, I was. And you know what's interesting, Pastor, is the Lord always uses everything for his his good and his way and his will. The sect of Buddhism, there are 5,000 of them in the world. The sect of Buddhism that I chose actually encouraged you to learn about other religions. So I got a chance to see the Bible in a different way, looking at it from that perspective. The same with the Quran or the Tanakh, right, or the Torah or anything like that. So I had an opportunity to study. What it's done for me, Pastor Butch, is it allows me to have a conversation with someone who thinks different or is misguided, and they don't just say, well, look, you know, you're one of those Bible-thumping Christians and you're going to try to convert me. It's like, I don't need to do anything except talk to you. My job is to get you to the door. The Lord handles the rest. But what's very interesting is when they hear that story, they start asking why. Well, why did you convert back? What happened? Like, what was it? And I always tell them, I said, the truth has a very strange way of showing up at just the right time in the right situation. And once you are convicted, everything changes. And it does. That's just the start of the journey. The miracle has been how much growth has happened being in the Word every day, doing this work. When you do that, the Lord can trust you with more, and he moves you further and further along, and he has you to become louder and bolder.
Amen.
To do the work.
That's very true. That is very true. Amen. So you've been doing this to how many years?
So Sherlock was actually launched in 2017. And then the newsletters came along in 2022, 2023, and that led to the launch of Watchman Action, which is our nonprofit. So what happened is that Watchman Action is really a sum of all the parts that I've just shared with you, Pastor. What we discovered, because we are also politically involved here in Central Florida, we helped to launch one of the largest Republican assembly chapters, not only in the state, but in the country. We have nearly 500 members that meet on a monthly basis. My wife and I are founders and officers of the chapter. You know, what we discovered is that there are conservative Christians in a Judeo-Christian movement that need tools but can't find them. And then there are these great providers of tools that have them but say, look, I need to get this to the people. So we said, what if we were to be the best hub possible for all of these things and then encourage groups to get together and do things like a Watchmen watch party, a constitutional movie night, where there is discussion, there is a movie, and then there are action steps that they can immediately take after that. The Lord just continued to push us, and now he's got us in a place where he's like, we want people to be able to come to get what they need to do his work. He put that on us very clearly, that we needed to be the best hub possible with everything that we're doing to make sure that what needs to happen, his will, the people that he's called to do it can get to the resources and the relationships that they need to do what he's called them to do.
Well, obviously, you're not just Republican in name only or Rhino. You're actually bringing Christ into the mix, and we know that without Christ, there's no foundation at all. I don't care what kind of constitution you have or what kind of laws you may have. Unless Christ is the center of it, there's no hope, is there?
No, there isn't, Pastor Butch. And if I can share something with you, I'm glad you brought this up. You know, people ask us a lot. They say, hey, man, you know, you guys see what's coming. You've talked to us about what's coming. You know, how did we get here? And one of the things that we teach, we actually teach churches and other Christ-led organizations or groups via the Watchman newsletter. We'll go in and do a training for them. We say, think very carefully about what the church has done. The church has abdicated its role in leadership in the culture, and there is decay. If you look at the royal definition, Pastor, of the word abdicate, it means to abandon or renounce. I want everyone listening to this to take that very seriously. Words matter. The Lord told us that with the inspired word of God. Your words have power. God spoke, and it was created. When you choose to abdicate the role of leadership, the culture or society will decay. So when people say, oh my God, what's going on here? Ask yourself this question. How active have you been in the process of setting the tone for the culture? Pastor, when we talked earlier today, we talked about the moral compass of society in the United States today. This country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. No matter how much people want to say that it is not, it is obviously true. It is throughout our history, and John Adams said it best. This government, this place, is for a moral and just people who are followers of God, right? And for no one else, because the framers understood the same thing that we understand today. Without that moral compass and without Christ being king and God being in charge, nothing good is going to get done. So what you see today is simply a result of saying what the people told Samuel. Hey, we want a king. It's like, well, God's like, hey, I'm your king, right? But they're like, no, we want a king. And when Samuel goes to the Lord and says, why are they doing this? He tells them, they're not rejecting you. They are rejecting me. We had no need to be ruled by men, and we still haven't learned the lesson, Pastor Butch. We don't hold the people we send to represent our interests locally, at the state level, or at the federal level accountable. Once you understand these things, it is then very easy to backtrack to say, why does my community, why does my city, why does my state, why does my country look the way that it does? And Pastor Butch, I'll be honest with you, it is on us, it is on the church, the ecclesia, to step up and take the culture back and get it back on the right moral path and on solid foundation.
Do that playing defense, can you?
No, you can't. You can't, and you know what? We're told in Scripture not to play defense.
That's right.
Right? We're told to be bold and take territory.
That's exactly right. But I do want to discuss many things happening tonight, and one thing that I like to cover once in a while, because I see you're well-qualified to do this, is the economy worldwide and here in this country and what we're falling into. You know, I just read an article by a guy named Michael Snyder. You may know who he is. I don't know. I like his writings. He does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
But he said in order to live the American dream, it takes an average family over to make $100,000 a year just to live the average American dream, in some places more than that. Now, I'm not talking about people like myself that are retired, everything's paid off, don't owe anybody anything. I'm talking about people just starting off, having to buy a home, to rear their children, get them through school, take care of medical bills. $100,000 a year anymore is not a lot of money, is it?
It isn't. Pastor, when you factor in what the basics of just living now, I mean, we're living through this fine Biden economy, but just the cost of living, $100,000 just about anywhere these days won't get you very far. When you factor in how much you're taxed, a quick aside on that, it's important to understand, people don't realize how much they're actually taxed. They just think income taxes and they pay it, and, you know, they twinge a little bit when they have to drop the check in the mail to Uncle Sam, but, you know, they're going to do it. But what they don't realize is that every transaction in their everyday life that involves an exchange of money is going to be taxed in some form or fashion. In reality, you are paying upwards of 60, if not 70% of everything you have in taxes. So we're in a place where you start asking the practical questions, right? You're like, well, wait a minute. If the government is bringing in so much money and they keep taxing me and I get taxed on everything, why isn't anything working? What's going on here?
Yeah,
so then you ask the next question. Either they are ignorant or they are complicit. There are only two answers to this question, Pastor, and people have to ask that hard question. Are the people that are supposed to be representing my interests and taking care of city business complicit in something larger? Because there are forces at play. I'm already going to answer the question for people, and I apologize. But there are forces at play that have been at play for decades, centuries, as a matter of fact, that were gunning for this exact moment. Pastor, what they are working to do is move everyone into permanent serfdom, and it just so happens we are here for such a time as this, because some of us are watchmen. We are to call it out. Some of us are scribes. We are to document it. Some of us are warriors in the culture. We're supposed to fight it. Some of us are prophets and priests. Everybody knows the offices, right? We're all called to do that. But make no mistake, and you deal with this every day, Pastor, the polycrisis, a succession of crises happening to you at the same time, is real. If you don't believe me, look out your window or turn on the radio, and you'll hear a slew of economic crisis, right? Because they're trying to crash economy. They're trying to run everything into the ground so that you can no longer afford anything, and you'll look to government to just solve the problem. They're trying to get you with the food and the water, right? We keep hearing these stories. Why are these particles in here? What's in my food? Why is this happening, right? They're trying to get you with pharmaceuticals, pharmakia, right? It's evil inherently. It's this black magic. Hey, you have this problem. Take this pill. Well, they're not actually solving the problem. They're just making you a customer for as long as you live, right? They keep going everywhere. They're attacking us culturally. They're trying to tell kids, hey, if you feel like an animal, then you can be a furry, right? Or, hey, if you feel like a girl, let's just go ahead and cut off your male parts. Or, hey, you don't feel like you want to live anymore, because this is happening in Canada, by the way, and it's getting ready to come to the United States. If you are in Canada and you're a young person, like every young person in the history of creation, who goes through a depression or maybe feels bad about themselves or gets angry or whatever, in Canada, they'll say, hey, if you're not really feeling good today, why don't you get in this death pod? We'll suck all the air out, and we'll euthanize you. That's a reality, Pastor, because amongst the other things that the World Economic Forum and UN's Agenda 2030 and these other groups want to do, and it's a huge one, is population control. They've got a lot of work to do to get from 8 billion to 500 million. How might you think they would do that? Well, if they can poison the food, poison the water, make us economic serfs, and then they can say, oh my God, there is a pandemic out there of the common cold, you need a vaccine, and then you need another vaccine. What a great way to hide a mass die-off other than to give someone something that is designed to kill them. It is, if it wasn't so evil, right, if this was actually used for good and what God wanted, we would be in places that we can't imagine. But this is what happens, Pastor, when evil is allowed to thrive because we've abdicated our role.
Well, there are doctors out now flatly stating that people that took the vaccination, whether one or two of them or whatever, the COVID vaccine, will die of cancer in 3 to 5 years. I didn't say it. The doctors are saying it. But we know that the love of money is the root of all evil. We know that's why Christ kicked the money changers out of the temple. This is all part of, we're seeing this, we're seeing prophecy being fulfilled. We see the weather, and right now another massive storm system coming through the Midwest, through Kansas and through there. We know that's all manufactured to get people scared. Climate change, panic. We have people like Klaus Schwab saying, well, by 2030, you're going to own nothing and be happy. That's only 5 years from now. You're going to own nothing and be happy. 6 years from now, whatever it is. So, you know, all this is being pushed into our minds. I mean, wars and rumors of wars, just like prophesied. People are panicking. They can't pay their bills. They see the nation going insane. They see riots in colleges. Then soon probably going to see civil war. We're seeing all these things happen before our very eyes. Man-made crisis in order to scare us into a cage. So we'll just tell them, hey, do whatever you got to do. Take what you got to take. Just fix it. And that's what they want to do, isn't it?
It is, Pastor. This is all by design, right? Ultimately, they're trying to break our will, where people will simply say, listen, just do whatever you have to do. Do whatever you want. But just please make it stop. This is that cycle of good men, right, and bad times. You go through this cycle, hard men make good times, right, and then, you know, good times make weak men, and then it's cyclical. We're in that cycle where they've been working on us, Pastor, for decades. They've been working at this for decades. When you think about the U.S. coming off the gold standard, if you even go back further, the years 1912 and 1913 were critical for a globalist plan. We got the IRS.
Yes.
We got the income tax and the Federal Reserve at the same time, right?
Yes.
That's Woodrow Wilson's
yes.
magic in what he did. And then he tried to push the League of Nations, which ultimately became the UN. But when they could be in a position to just tax or grab everything, it could then lead to what FDR did with gold confiscation. So now they've told you, well, you can't have any tangible wealth that we can't get our hands on because we want it so we can reset the price of everything. Very sneaky move, right? Post-World War II, world gets separated, everything gets broken up, U.S. becomes a superpower. They're like, okay, life's good right now. Let's move to the next phase of our plan. We've got to destabilize, create chaos, and weaken as much as possible. And President Eisenhower, in his farewell address, warned us of the military-industrial complex. Yes, he did, and what was happening. And I strongly encourage people to go back and watch his full speech. He did a lot of things that he wasn't supposed to do in that speech, but he knew what was at stake, and he knew it mattered more than anything else. And at that point, you started to see the decline rapidly of society. You see the Great Societies program. As someone who is Black, white, and Native American, I can tell you without a doubt, the Great Societies program was the ultimate destruction of the Black community. Before that point, and the movies Uncle Tom and Uncle Tom 2 did a really good job describing this, before that point, those communities were strong. The family units were strong. Divorce was unheard of, right? Children out of wedlock, unheard of. When they were able to flip the script and the government became the dad in the home and you break up the family, you have a rapid decline. You insert drugs, you insert crime, you insert violence. The next thing you know, combining with the madness of what they call quote-unquote feminism and everything else that happened, you see this rapid decay of society. Then you see decadence in the 80s. Then you see the wildness of the 90s, right? And then we get technology inserted into things. And I'm sharing this with the audience because now I want you to think about what's happened in the last 40 to 50 years of your life. Okay, I'm laying it out for you. So then you have this rapid ascension of technology. Then all of a sudden, 9/11 happens. And what came out of that was the Patriot Act. Most people say, well, it sounds good. Listen, here's a pro tip. When you hear something like that, Patriot Act, it's always the opposite. It's never good for you. The
Amen.
Reason we're dealing with something like FISA, now they can just spy on you without a warrant, is because of the Patriot Act, right? So what they did is they conditioned us to just constantly be on alert for terrorism, disaster, war. They've had us in an anxiety and panic cycle, Pastor, for the better part of 25 years.
Yes.
Then we had the housing crisis. Oh, wait, right. So you see all of these things happening. Be aware of what they're doing to you because this is the final phase.
Folks, we're going to break. At the break, we'll take phone calls, of course, as always, at 844-769-2944. And, folks, this all started in Jeremiah chapter 17, chapter 5, verse 17, when we put our trust in man, we cursed ourselves. Started way back in 1912-13 on. Back at the break. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We're back. We're talking to R.C. Williams. And I almost hate to go to break because during the break, the guests and I always get to talk a little bit. We cover a lot of ground during the break even. So sorry y'all missed that. I really am. But we'll do our best to make up for it. And the phone line's open now. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Folks, we have, for so many generations, forgotten the laws of our Creator. We've forgotten them. We've ignored them. Yes, we prospered somewhat, I guess you could say, but prosperity, according to Hosea 4:7, usually leads to destruction. It did for Israel. That's why Amos prophesied to Israel, you prosper, but now you're going to be destroyed because of your sins. America is no different. This is who we are. This is where we are. And we're not trying to scare you, but we're trying to help you prepare yourself. I said this before on the radio. I'll say it again. I played a little bit of football when I was growing up. Nothing. I didn't play anything major, folks. I just played football in the Air Force, a little bit different places. But we're always told by the coach, don't be blindsided. Watch out. If you got the ball and they're chasing you, watch out. Because if you hit and don't expect it, it's going to hurt 10 times worse if you see it coming and prepare for it. All we're trying to do is get you prepared for everything that's coming spiritually first. Please, make sure you walk with Christ. No, I don't mean that you say, well, I went to church and I gave the preacher, I shook the hand, he said I was saved. That doesn't count, folks. There's got to be a born-again, new creation inside you, or you are not ready to meet the Lord. And if your heart is not stayed upon Him, your mind is stayed upon Him, seeking His will, trying to do you His will daily. You're not walking with Him. You get upset if you want to. I'm just telling you the truth. You have got to make sure that you're right. Your heart is right with Him, and your desire is to serve Him, No, you won't get perfect at it. Nobody ever does. But your desire will be to follow him as best you understand how and glorify him in your life. That's what it's all about, being a believer. We're not perfect. By no means are our Christians perfect. But we know that. That's why we strive every day to do better. So the phone line's open at 844-769-2944. We went through a lot of stuff already, RC, and we covered the fact that I said before the break, Jeremiah 17:5 is coming to fruition. We trust a man. We cursed ourselves. We know that now. A lot of us see it. A lot of people don't. They still think the government's going to take care of them and feed them and clothe them and house them. And that's what the government's here for. We know that's a lie, but a lot of people fell for it, including us, for many years. So we're not throwing stones. We're all guilty of this. But economically, with what's happening around the world, I mean, Ross Perot tried to warn us back in the 80s. There's going to be a great sucking sound of corporations leaving the country. They had to weaken America. America was self-sufficient. Up until the 70s and 80s, we fed ourselves. We made our own cars. We made our own clothing. And all of a sudden, that's gone. America can't even pay its bills. America can't even feed its own. America can't even produce enough food to feed their own citizens. And now that is under attack. The cattle producers are being destroyed. The poultry producers are being destroyed. Farmers have been taken down global climate, save the climate. We're seeing all this happen step by step by step, and it's gaining speed. What do you see coming next?
Yeah, Pastor, wow. I mean, let me share this first. You know, when we talk about being believers and we made mistakes, we all have, and we will continue to, because we always fall short of the glory. I would encourage people, if you want to get down to prayer, pray like Nehemiah, pray like Daniel, pray like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come with humility and confess and repent, and then ask him to work through you, and then get to the other business. But there's an order, because God is a God of order. So economically, Pastor, you touched on something with the dismantling or destruction of the United States. The United States has consistently stood in the way of this one world government logic, right? The United States was always a thing where they're like, man, if we could just topple the U.S., all of these dominoes would fall into place. So let's talk a little bit about what's coming down the line. And if you take a look at our Rip from the Headlines publication, and we'll do the links at the end, but we actually have covered what China has done pretty extensively. And what we share with people is that if you want to see what your world is going to look like in the next 4 to 5 years, I invite you to look at how China operates. China, as a nation, is a totalitarian state, which means that there are tyrants in charge and you do what they say or you die. Okay? In business in China, the government is your business partner, whether you want them to be or not. And through that, they have managed to create one of the most efficient surveillance states in the world, including something called the social credit score.
Absolutely.
So here's how this works. You have to have a cell phone in China. If not, you're going to jail or a re-education camp if you're lucky. Okay? On your device, your whole life is monitored there. And based on your activity, where you go, who you talk with, who you interact with, how you do it, everything is measured. What's also included in there are your finances, i.e. your money. So when you've heard the term central bank digital currency, I want you to think about programmable money. What that means is that based on what you do or you don't do, you may or may not have access to money that you thought was yours, which, by the way, the money that you put in the bank actually isn't yours. Pastor, that's a whole nother show we
yes,
need to
is.
Do, because it's
yes,
going to take
is.
An hour
yes,
to cover it. Okay.
If it's not in your hand, it's not yours.
Yeah, that's a whole nother show. So I want to stay on with what China's doing. So what happens in China is, under the social credit score, everybody aspires to do exactly what the government wants so their score stays high, because they get access to more things, they can travel more and stuff like that. But here's how your life can quickly unravel in that situation. And I'm sharing with you again what your life's going to look like if you keep letting this happen in the next 4 to 5 years. So let's say Pastor Butch is in Beijing, China, right? And he's a Chinese citizen, da da da. He decides that he's like, oh, the light's red, but I think I can make it across the street. So he's thinking about it, but then at the last minute, he decides not to. And then the light turns green and he goes. Well, then Pastor Butch decides that he wants to go get something to eat. And when he tries, they're like, nope. you thought about crossing the street on a red light, you can't use your money here, right? And you say, well, all right, maybe I want to go have a beer and just kind of drown my sorrows because I can't do it. It's like, no, you can't do that. And by the way, you had a burger last week, so no beer and no burger for you. Well, at this point, Pastor Butch is like, well, man, what did I just thought about doing it? So you've now committed a thought crime. Well, it gets worse. So let's say that Pastor Butch's brother lives in Shanghai, which is a couple hours away, right? And they're like, hey, Pastor Butch, your brother's sick. You got to come. Well, Pastor tries to buy a ticket, and he's denied because he's committed a thought crime, and then he tried to go do something else he wasn't supposed to do. Now he can't travel outside of the radius of his neighborhood because his money won't work outside of that two-mile radius. Friends, that is a central bank digital currency in a nutshell. Imagine getting money from the government, and they say, okay, we need people to spend. So they will say, Pastor Butch, you need to spend money. You say, no, I'm a saver. I'm not going to do that. They say, well, look, we're going to penalize you 10% a day until all your money is gone and you do what we want. Well, now you're forced to do it, right? Or not spend, or not to spend here. Or, hey, you've had your allotment of meat for the week, so you can't have any more. Folks, that is how China operates today. That is how the United States is going right now. And if you don't believe it, go and have a voice for anything conservative or Christian, and then work with a mainline bank or other provider and see how quickly you get shut down when you start to reach too many people. Also, keep an eye on your neighborhoods, because they're happening here in Central Florida now, of these new surveillance cameras that are supposed to be, quote-unquote, just tracking license plates to, quote-unquote, keep things safe. Folks, what they're actually doing is creating the surveillance grid that I just described to you that's set up in China. And they're trying to do it subtly and trying to make it safe because crime is up. You got to remember, crime is up and it's dangerous because they allowed that to happen by tanking the economy. But they want to keep you safe. And then they want to move you into these urban units where you've got restaurants and stuff downstairs.
15-minute cities,
right? So they want you to do that. You know what's interesting
about
15?
By the way, the Chattanooga's starting one. They're doing it right now. Chattanooga, Tennessee's got one being built. Go ahead.
They are, Pastor. You know what's crazy about those? And people don't realize this. My wife and I, right before Fluvid, we actually moved into one of these places thinking, oh, this is going to be great. You know, we'll have an office in there. We'll do this whole thing. Here's what they do to you. They build these places. I'm literally looking at one right now as we're on the phone. What they do is they say, live, work, play. Oh, sounds great, right? Do you know where else that existed? I'll tell you. In Soviet Russia, where you had these complexes, they had signs. One said live, one said work, one said play. They told you what to do and where to go, and they concentrated you in the place that they wanted you. Once they can get you there, they can say, well, look, you don't really need a car, right? Or, hey, you need an electric car. Well, now they've controlled your ability to travel, because guess what? If you can't charge a car, you can't move. Before you know it, Pastor Butch, all of these things that you think, oh, that's trendy or that's nice, hey, I've got my phone and I can use Google Maps and I can do all of these things. Understand very clearly that the surveillance state web is being built all around you, and you are complicit in your demise. And Pastor, I'll say this, and then we can stop if we have a call or questions or whatever. I want people to think very carefully about what we said at the beginning of this conversation. When the church abdicates leadership in the culture, decay and darkness take place. Now come back to what we just described. If the church was in the role of leadership and the moral compass was in the place that it belonged and Christ was king and God was in charge, we wouldn't be dealing with these things. Now we have to step up as believers and deal with them.
Amen. Once we give up our independence and our trust in God Almighty to feed us and clothe us and house us, and turn to man to provide those things, we have volunteered and made ourselves slaves to their system. And the more we volunteer, the deeper into slavery we fall, folks. And we've all done it. I get a Social Security check. No, I take it back. I don't get a check. I get a digit on computer once a month. So I don't get a check. And if they decide for some reason he shouldn't get that, click, I'm out of money. Now, we've all done that. We're all guilty of this. So don't be throwing stones at anybody. We're all guilty of this. So that's exactly why we're going to one day be put into a position if you, with the beast system. If you don't follow the rules, you're not going to be able to eat. So these are things that you need to discuss about. And prepare yourself, folks, by praying hard, asking God for direction, getting out of debt if at all possible. Plan your time on this earth to make sure that you got some things put together, because this has already started. It's going to get worse. Let's go to Kentucky and talk to Chris. Chris, come on in.
Hey, Butch, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hope you won the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah, it was a madhouse here in Louisville. You know, and all the things that looked... that's the most paganized day I've ever seen. The alcoholism and everything.
Oh, I know. And, go ahead.
Anyway, yeah, you talked about the surveillance cameras. They put those in during the COVID scamdemic, is what I call it, what they did. They did that with 5G. Yeah, you're right. This is a surveillance grid. I'm starting to see these cameras go up in these small cities, and they are license plate readers. And, of course, the local news said about 3 years ago, oh, we have these new cameras suddenly pop up, and they're supposed to have crimes going up. Well, what do you think happened during COVID? I talked to a retired police officer here in Louisville during the COVID scam, what he believes with me, and I've got a good relationship with him, talking with him. But he said they let all these criminals out, let them run the streets, and to commit the crimes, because there's an agenda to all this.
Of course.
And now it's... They're making their move to the surveillance grid to everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? Electric cars. They program everything. Your cell phones listen to everything you say when it's even you're not on it. They monitor everything. They want you in this dopamine of addiction, they call it, because you cannot get on it. And every time you talk to a person that, you know, God created us, we're people. You try to talk to somebody, they got their face in their phone like you don't even exist. This is what they're doing to humanity, Butch. They're trying to destroy us.
They zombified us all. You mentioned electric cars. My son works in a dealership. He's a salesman for them. And they make the dealership buy so many hybrid or electric cars, or they can't get the ones they want. Now, because people around here don't want them. They're not buying them. They just don't want them. But they're forcing dealerships to buy them to try to sell them and unload them, because that's what they want forced into. Any comments on that, RC?
Yeah, you know, Ken brings up such a good point about people being in their phones. So, I mean, let's talk about electric cars, and I want to come back to his point about the phone, because I observe this on a daily basis, too. It is interesting how they try to get you into electrics and hybrids, and yet the electric grid in and of itself, or the grids in the United States, are about 2 seconds away from complete collapse.
That's
and
right.
Now we're being told that EMP is a reality. So you start thinking to yourself logically, what sense does this make? It makes perfect sense when you're trying to usher in chaos and serfdom. And by the way, you know, listen, nothing against folks who may be listening who own a Tesla. God bless you. But understand that you're basically sitting in an irradiation box, right? So you're basically in the middle of kind of the worst electric cross thing that you've ever been in. Another story for another time. Ken made a point about people being on their phones. You know, we live in a relatively nice part of a suburb in greater Orlando. And what I see is when people are out walking their dogs, it's like the dogs are walking them, and everyone has their face in the phone to the point where it becomes dangerous for them as pedestrians and for drivers. And the point that Ken made is they've got us so zombified in this process, we continue to trade convenience, and then we get this hit of dopamine because we always get more. And you can't, it's not just generationally, it's across the board. Have
yes,
you seen
is.
How difficult it is to have a conversation with someone without someone reaching for their phone or being distracted by something or just acting like they're getting the shivers, like they're coming off of heroin or something, because they can't get to their device or they've got to check their email? All by design, Pastor. All
yes,
by
is.
Design,
yes,
and
is.
We're towards the end of that road.
Amen. Chris, anything else you want to say very quickly?
Yeah, I just want to say also that keep reading your scriptures every day, because 4 years ago we had the riots, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 7, the city's on fire. We saw that in 2020, and you mentioned Jeremiah. You're absolutely right. Judges chapter 2, verse 10, look at the generations being brought up. It's biblical.
Mm-hmm.
And pray, get into it, pray hard, and pray for, I want to put my prayer in for the woman down there in Mississippi who got a stroke. My prayers are with her. And we got to stand strong, Pastor. We've got some really dark
Amen.
Times around us.
Amen. By the way, that was a man named Benny.
Benny? Okay.
Benny, yes. Yes. Thanks for saying that. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. That's exactly right. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Hello, Gary. I don't hear Gary. Is he there? Are you there, Gary? Okay. Okay, Gary, can you come on? Come on when you can. But now, RC, tell folks how they can learn more about you. How can they follow you online? What can they do to keep up with what you're doing?
Yeah, Pastor, thank you so much for that. So the best place for everyone to go to get all the information and all the links to the things we have going on is WatchmenAction.org. That's Watchmen, M-E-N, WatchmenAction.org. We also have a new book out, Pastor Butch. It's called Empowered to Act, Maintaining the Pillars of Patriotism. So this is meant to be the antidote for Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, because what is happening to you right now, as Pastor Butch and I discussed earlier today, there's nothing new under the sun. The enemy continues to run the exact same playbook on you. They just dress it up as something new. As an example, you notice that it went from BLM to Palestine. Same playbook. They just dressed it up and made it fancy and new for the time. Empowered to Act is designed, and the book is less than 50 pages. It is designed to help you understand what's happening to you, what you need to do, and then when you're done with that read in one sitting, you've got a blueprint of the steps that you need to take. So people can find the book and information on it there. They can also find links to Rip from the Headlines, We Are the Watchman Weekly. You can get more information on Juliana and I and all the work that we're doing at WatchmenAction.org.
All right, great. Is Gary with us yet? Todd, are you still hanging on? I don't hear Gary. Gary's not there. Okay. I don't want to happen to Gary, but folks, we're doing our best. Lines are open, 844-769-2944. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. And RC, what's your last name? I'll put you on my prayer list.
Oh, thank you so much, Daryl. Last name is Williams, and my wife's name is Juliana.
What's your last name?
Williams.
Williams,
okay.
Yes.
And Pastor Butch, it's so important that we pray for one another because, and I wanted to thank you for mentioning me with the stroke. Let's remember other people that have strokes, that have Cat 4 cancer, like Radio Hawk.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to remember folks. Wasn't it Dr. Sherry Tenpenny that had a stroke?
Yes, she did.
Okay, so
yes,
let's have her in prayer, too. And so I thank you for what you're doing, RC, if I may call you that. I'm 77. I'm even older than Pastor Butch.
Oh, he's old.
And I'm old. Pastor Butch is as old as the West Virginia Hills. I'm older than the Pennsylvania Hills. But praise the Lord. The stroke slowed me down. The 5G towers and my smart meters are all contributing to making my stroke 10 times worse than it probably should be. And so we need to remember that the bad guys have a lot of ways that they're using to dumb down the younger generations and also to interfere with our health in every way they can. And
Amen.
So thank you for what you and your wife are doing, RC. And Pastor Butch, thank you what you are doing, you and Marcia Jean and Called to Decision Ministry. I praise you both for your faithfulness. And
thank you,
and both meaning both the Pastor Paw family and Also, URC, thank you for standing up against the evil and trying to get the word out to people. So God bless you both, and I'll let someone else get on.
Thank you,
love you, Pastor Butch.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you,
Darryl. Appreciate it. Very good call. Let's try it now. Let's go to Gary real quick. Gary, ran out of time. Get in here. Talk to us. Are you there, Gary? Something's wrong. We can't get Gary on the air. I know. He's gone again. Gary, I think your phone's messed up. Something's happening there. We're down this couple minutes again, and tell the folks one more time. Now, I want a copy of your book, by the way, RC. I'll talk to you about it after you're off the air. I'll give you a call. But I want to send you a copy of one of the ones I wrote, and I want a copy of yours. How's that?
Amen. I love it.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so they can get it by going where again?
They can go to Watchman Action, and it's WATCHMEN, WatchmanAction.org. And Pastor Butch, I'll share this too as we close. We did a parallel economies tour. We did six cities in 2022 where we were talking about the good news about how we get through this and how we thrive in it. And as we build out the Watchman Action website, we'll have more of that information up, including yours, on there. Folks, remember this. God never leaves us alone. There are ways for us to come together, do things the right way, take care of our health, become more self-sufficient, and build our own parallel economies. But just like those who came before us who lived through hard times, it's going to take some work to get it done. So we've covered some heavy stuff tonight, but keep in mind that the light is there, and it works
Amen.
Through you.
Amen.
And if we're willing to put in the work, we will thrive, because that's what we were promised, but we've got to do the work.
Amen. We have to be faithful. That's what it boils down to. We have to be obedient. That's exactly
yes.
the whole key to it. And, of course, I know the churches today don't like to hear the word obey, no more than we do weddings. The wife don't want to hear the repeat obey. They don't like that. They don't like anything that has to do with obedience, whether it be to God or their husbands. Nonetheless, I want to thank you, RC, for what you're doing. And I want to have you on again sometime, if you don't mind, in the future, because I really enjoy this.
Pastor Butch, whenever you like, you let me know. I'm happy to come back on. Juliana can join me next time. She works in the prophetic in a very special way. We would love to do it.
Well, very quickly, we got about 30 seconds. How soon do you think we're going to see that basically the dollar collapse and we'll go to CBDC?
You could be as close as 3 to 4 months, Pastor. I think as we get closer to the election, we're going to see more rumblings. But I would say by this time next year, if we're not there, we're going to be pretty close at the latest.
Wow. Folks, pray yourself, and thank you so much, RC. God bless. I'll call you here in a few minutes, okay?
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
All right, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night. We will have a great day tomorrow. And let's do what's right. Pray every day like it's going to be your last day. And live it. Leave it that way, too. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.